Hey guys, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Mental health illness is something that's quite common, but a lot of us don't talk about it. It's just not discussed. And as we become informed on the different types of mental health illnesses that there are, we can better know how we can help ourselves and how we can help others as well. And today we're going to be talking with Odil, who was diagnosed with bipolar disorder 2 years ago, and she's going to share with us how her experience changed her life and how she's been able to cope and overcome that challenge.
Hello, Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is happening. Is that all right?
Okay.
Hey guys, welcome back.
So this is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose.
So first of all, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being here. Also, for most of you don't know, but she's my sister. And I actually talk a lot about you in my other podcast.
Do?
Yeah. So I talk a lot about you. Yeah, I know. But just you're somebody that inspires me, you know, and so I love talking about you and sharing stories about you. So I'm really glad that you're here. And thank you for being open enough, you know, to share your story.
Yeah.
First of all, to those who may not know or think that they know but don't have a lot of education on it, explain to us what bipolar disorder is and how it affects you.
So basically, bipolar disorder is a mood disorder. That's how it starts out. It affects your mood, so you can either have really highs or really lows. So there are two types of different bipolars. So there's manic bipolar, and then there's hypomania. So hypomania is kind of staying at a same level, still a little bit manic, but it is a little bit, you know, lower. So there are, you can either get depressive episodes or you can get really manic episodes, which are the really highs, you know. So it can happen both ways. It can happen either or. I personally get more depressive episodes.
Okay. And when do you feel like these episodes happen? Like, is it during like specific types of situations or can it just happen whenever?
So mine was very much like being triggered.
Okay.
So we'll have little bit of triggers and it's just being, honestly, is being very emotional.
Yeah.
Just like really highly emotional.
Yeah.
You know, and so your emotions are intensified. So if something very, you know, something small happens, I get really, you know, I get really antsy. I start overthinking and that can either lead to, you know, stress or depression. And in my case, it just depression.
Yeah.
Really bad depression. And so in order to be diagnosed, I did have to, my psychiatrist explained this to me, is that I did have to have at least one manic episode so they can determine whether it was bipolar or not.
Okay.
And so when that happened, that's when I knew there was something more.
Right.
I was originally, when I was 16, diagnosed with major depressive disorder. And they wanted to get me on antidepressants and all these different types of medications. And I was just feeling so hopeless. So I said, you know, why not? I need help. You know, I needed the extra help. And I realized that. And then that went on for years. I went on different medications. And then they said I had an anxiety disorder. And that, with the depression, then my anxiety came. The first time I had a full-blown anxiety attack was around, I was 16 years old. And that's when I started realizing, you know, there is something really major going on. And this is more than just,
yeah, like
sad.
This isn't normal.
This is normal
feelings.
And I've been told, you know, oh, it's normal, especially when you're a teenager. You go through all these emotions.
Right.
You get some depression. You do get some stress. And which I realized that's really normal, too. But I knew there was something more going on. And so it took years for finally one doctor to diagnose me with bipolar, get me on the right medication. And since then, just these things have been
a lot feel like
easier.
It's been a lot better.
It's been a lot better. It's still hard. It's something that you're going to live with for the rest of your life.
Right.
And they do make that really clear. It's something that you need to be on medication for the rest of your life. And just any form of medication, treatment, you know.
Professional help with a therapist. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need all of those things, family support, friend support, to be able to manage it.
Yeah.
So it's not just one thing. It's all of it.
Yeah. And it's not something that I think people should handle on their own. Yeah. And I think previously, like in previous generations and stuff like that, mental health was obviously not something that's talked about. And so many people mm-hmm. may have had it. And, you know, you just don't talk about it. You just mm-hmm. kind of deal with it. And also, one thing that I've learned from bipolar disorder is that it can be genetic, right?
Yes.
So you mm-hmm. can inherit it, you know, from a family member, a parent mm-hmm. that's struggled with that as well. And so sometimes it's not about, like, you didn't do this to yourself, is what I'm saying. You know, it's been there. And like you said, sometimes all it takes is something to trigger it for it to come up to the surface.
And what's really interesting, I want to add, is that people have different points of view on it, different doctors saying that it could either be genetic or it could be because of something very traumatic in your life that could have triggered that and caused this disorder. And it's really interesting because both could be right, but no one really knows which one actually causes it.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that was really interesting. And you never know.
Right. Oh, how'd you feel when you were first diagnosed bipolar? You said you'd been struggling for a couple years. You'd been diagnosed or misdiagnosed with other things. Yeah. How'd you feel when you were finally told, like, okay, this is what you have?
Honestly, I felt kind of relieved because I knew there was something more, and I wasn't the type of person that, you know, keeps denying it. And there's a lot of people, you know, that have a problem with that, you know, just being open about it, kind of being in denial, like, no, everything's okay. And of course, I was like that first. But as things started getting worse, I knew there was something more. I knew I needed the help. And so I really felt relieved. I felt relieved that this doctor actually knew what he was talking about, getting me on the right medication, because these medications are different than antidepressants. Mm-hmm. In the long run, antidepressants can cause even more depression.
Yeah.
So it was just nice to finally get diagnosed and then get the treatment accordingly to that diagnosis.
That you needed.
Mm-hmm.
How did you cope with that? You know, knowing, you know, like you said, this is a lifelong thing that you're going to have to battle with, and it doesn't just affect you but your family and the people around you. So how did you learn to cope with that and accept that?
Well, that part was the hardest for me. Being diagnosed was, you know, a relief, but then thinking about how it will affect me for the rest of my life, coping with it, it was just, it's really hard. Everything's really hard. Everything's really emotional. Just going to see a therapist, you know, getting on the right medication, especially family support. Friends are really important as well, but my family has been there, you know, since day one, since it happened. I've gone through all this stuff with me. I've had some really bad days, and some good days, and they're there for those bad days, and those are the ones that count.
Yeah. And I think just, you know, being part of the family, it was a first for all of us. You know, none of us really knew.
Definitely.
Like, we'd never had anybody in the family, or we didn't really know anybody who'd gone through something like this. So it was a learning experience for all of us to learn, you know, oh, you shouldn't say things like, oh, it's just things that, like, you'll get over it. It's no big deal, you know? Exactly. Because for some of us, it might not be a big deal, you know? But with somebody with bipolar disorder, everything is magnified.
Yeah,
and so it's not, you know, it's learning about how to treat that family member and what to say and what not to say and how to act. And so how important was it to you to have the support of family? And how did you see them being helpful as you were going through this?
Well, I couldn't have done anything without you guys. You know, you guys, my family has helped me out so much. And it is kind of hard thinking about what I put them through, because you blame yourself for a lot of things. You think, you know, when things get intense, you know, you make bad decisions, and that affects your family because they care about you so much. They love you so much. And so just knowing that the support is there, knowing that they'll always be there for me, helping out with everything. You know, my mom especially, she was the one since day one helping me out, going through the doctor's appointments, hospitals, treatment. She's been there. And at first it was really shocking for her.
Yeah.
It was definitely really shocking for her. She didn't, you know, none of us know what to do, but yeah. she didn't know what was going on. She felt like she didn't know how to help.
Yeah.
So that was rough at first, but you know, you learn things over the years and yeah. the experiences.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was just thinking about how sometimes within the church or as members of the church, one, we don't talk about mental health illness enough, but also sometimes we might feel like if we just pray, God will just take it away.
Yeah.
And maybe not just us as members of the church, but just people in general, you know, they might think, why me, or why do I have this? Or if I pray enough, or, you know, if I'm a good person or whatever, then God will take this thing away from me.
And I struggled with that too.
Yeah.
I thought about that a lot.
Yeah. You know? So I think it is good that you continue to do all of those things, you know, it's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to be upset, you know, and want answers. And I think the best thing that you can do is to continue to do those things, like pray, you know, and read your scriptures and all of those things. But understand that this is something that will be with you. And also, I think that God will help you along the way. You know, it might start off as a really heavy trial where you're like, oh my goodness, I can't do this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I've had those days.
Right.
Yeah.
But then we've seen like how it's developed, and now it's something that's managed, you know, and
yeah.
I think God plays a part in that, in being able to take something and not take it away from you, but maybe ease that burden
yeah.
or just be like, hey, well, I'm going to help you. I'm going to be here. You know,
well, it's a big team effort, including God.
Yeah.
All of it. It's just one big team effort.
Yeah.
Family, friends, God, anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So how do you feel like this experience has strengthened you or strengthened your faith?
It definitely helped me mature.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I had no idea what was going on. I was 16. Most teenagers at that age do not have anything like that to worry about.
Right.
They worry about school. They worry about getting into college. They worry about other things, about having fun. And I didn't get to worry about stuff like that. It brought me down a lot.
Yeah, it kind of like consumed everything yeah. in your life.
And so definitely helped me mature. And over the years, knowing that things would get better, because that's what you feel at first. Things are not going to get better, especially with those episodes, all the highs and the lows. But knowing that things are going to get better, knowing that you have family, friends, definitely gave me more faith.
Yeah.
And definitely, again, made me more mature.
Right, right. Definitely a growing experience, exactly. I think, for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, are there any like last things that you'd want to say with somebody that's maybe just starting to go through this, or maybe not even bipolar disorder, but just any type of mental health illness? Like, what would you say to that person?
I would say it's really easy for people to say, oh, you can get over it. You're just feeling sad at the moment. And it is feeling sad at the moment, but you know, as your feelings start increasing, as you start more depression, more anxiety, I think it's always good to let someone know.
Please
let someone know before things get worse.
Yeah.
It's worse when you're trying to do everything on your own. It's harder on you. It's harder for people that care about you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main point
that
I think is, please let someone know.
Yeah, I love that. That's exactly what I was going to say, is just talk to somebody.
All the help you can get.
Yeah.
Or else things will get harder. Not that, you know, they're already going to be hard, but it's just better with support
from
anyone.
Right. And there are also, like you said, you started when you were 16. There are like youth groups, you know, that you can attend, or even as an adult, there are groups and stuff that meet together either daily or weekly. And so you can seek out support groups as well. So don't ever feel like you're alone or that you're the only person that's gone through that, because you're not.
I actually did do a youth group just for a little while, and I think that helped me a lot, just knowing that people your age are going through the same thing. With any type of group, I think it was a big help, especially hearing about their experiences and learning more from them and hearing things that they go through.
Yeah.
And I think that really helped a lot as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here. Thanks You're for welcome. Being willing to talk, you know, and share your story. If you guys know somebody that's battling with mental health, or if you feel like, you know, there might be something going on, please talk to somebody. Thank you guys for listening today to Mormon Channel Daily. Remember, you can listen every Monday through Friday for your daily dose of inspiration.